It's a crucial part of a heart patient's care. So we're discussing cardiac rehabilitation. Our guest is Joy Arnold. She's the Cardiac Rehabilitation Program Lead at Ward Memorial Hospital. This is Neighbors Helping Neighbors, the official podcast of Ward Memorial Hospital. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Joey Waller. Hi there, Joey. Welcome.
Hi, Joey.
Great to have you with us. We appreciate the time. So first, tell us a little bit about your role and what the experience has been like leading this cardiac rehab program.
Well, my experience as a leader in the cardiac rehab program comes from 33 years of experience as a respiratory therapist working in respiratory care and the cardiac field.
And so what exactly does it mean to be the lead? I love that title because it lets us know who's in charge, right?
My role is leading is a team approach. I coordinate and direct different healthcare professionals, including nurses, dietitians, respiratory therapists, to provide a good approach for leading the cardiac team.
And let me ask you about that. What do you mean by good approach? What does that mean to you?
A team approach. We come at it as a team.
So I'm going to ask you more about that in a moment, but what prompted Ward Memorial to offer this program in the first place?
So they found it a benefit for our patients to locally provide positive outcomes and support our community by offering this service to our patients.
And how badly was it needed in the community, would you say?
Well, there's quite a bit of a drive for patients to have these services, and it was needed pretty badly in the fact that patients would like to stay in this area for their health care.
Gotcha. So you mentioned team approach, and of course, that's so important here. Tell people why that is.
It takes a team approach because we're monitoring patients' progress, ensuring appropriate adjustments are made in their treatment plan to meet the patient's needs. We educate patients and their families about heart health, risk factors, medication management, stress management, and lifestyle changes. So evaluating the program and effectiveness and identifying areas for enhancement, it takes the team.
And so what would you say is the mission or the values, generally speaking, that guide this cardiac rehab team? What are the goals in general and what's the approach here?
Our approach is, like I said, team-led. And it's to identify those patients that need the cardiac rehab services, that are willing to make those lifestyle changes and improve their overall health and reduce the chance of a second cardiac event.
And that's a great point, Joy. Let me ask you about that before we go any further. What we're really talking about here, isn't it, when we discuss heart rehab, is the fact that even after a procedure, even after a scare, whatever the individual case may be, the work is not yet done, to say the least, and it's largely on the patient to make sure that things that have been improved stay improved, right?
Yes.
And so what are some of the keys that you try, you and yours, to get across to patients to let them know that in some ways, even after they've gone from the doctor to you and yours, that the job is just beginning?
So at intake, we assess the patients for their needs based on their condition and their medical history. We provide the patient with education on heart disease, treatment procedures, medications. We help them with an exercise regimen to include mobilization and progressive exercise to gain mobility and strength. So that is for them. We also provide nutrition counseling, smoking cessation counseling, and other lifestyle changes.
Because what we're dealing with here is kind of a combination, right, of you working with them hands-on, but also preparing them to do things on their own once rehab ends, yes?
Correct. So that they can be able to continue all that we've taught them and worked with them and advised them at home to prevent that next cardiac event.
And so give people an idea, please, Joy, a typical heart patient's rehab journey, if you will. What does that look like from intake to graduation, as it's called?
So they arrive for their intake. That consists of some surveys that we do with them. And we start with just a basic 6-minute walk and assess their mobility. Then they return for their first exercise program, and we slowly put them on different equipment, tailor the cardiac rehab to fit their needs. And then we introduce the education pieces, the psychosocial pieces, and try to do all we can to help them and guide them. And we do this with a slow approach tailored to each patient, because each patient is different, of course.
And I was going to ask you about that next. You led me beautifully into my next question about personalizing the care for each patient's needs based on their medical history, what's been going on recently, et cetera. What's the key there?
So we use real-time health monitoring, education, and constant patient feedback. So we go off the feedback from the patient.
And it's important to get across to them, isn't it, Joy, that they need to be their own best advocate, right? That if something doesn't feel right, they need to listen to their body and communicate that, because keeping it to themselves, that's not a good idea, yes?
Exactly, yes.
So what multidisciplinary supports like nutrition, education, counseling are part of the program? Maybe delve into that a little more, please. For instance, you mentioned psychosocial. What do we mean by that in this case?
Stress management, depression. So when patients have a major surgery after a cardiac event, it can be very trying. There can be some depression, some stress. And so we try to get them to work through that and with us and give them that passionate care that we understand and we're here to help them. So we try to work with them, reducing stress, increasing strength to make their daily activities better. By strengthening their heart and body, we build healthier habits, such as getting more physical activity, quitting smoking, eating a heart-healthy diet.
It really can be a life-changing event if you have a cardiac procedure, right? Especially a more serious one, because for many of these patients, it's a wake-up call and you're trying to help them realize that. Am I right?
Yes. We just let them know we are there, and we have skilled dietitians, skilled therapists to work with them and support them.
I would imagine part of your message that's very important for these patients is you're not going to do these things overnight. If you need to eat less or eat better, if you need to exercise more regularly, these are things that in many cases need to be done one step at a time, literally and figuratively, right?
Literally, yes. So we advise them the importance and that it's crucial for their recovery.
So speaking of recovery, I would imagine you have many, but how about a personal success story that comes to mind that illustrates recovery and improved heart health as a result of working with your great team?
A recent success story, a patient, quote unquote, he stated how the therapy and the care we provided that was provided by our team led him to feel like he had a goal to work for, a reason to live. And he was very, very happy with the care that he received. So that was a cardiac patient. We also do pulmonary rehab, and we had a pulmonary patient who it really just changed their life. They were able to quit smoking. They could breathe better. They could do their daily activities better. And so the rehab really worked for them. They were very happy.
I'm sure they were. That's great to hear. A few other things before we let you go. First, it seems like there's basically two goals here, typically. One being to get people back to where they were before in terms of life skills, et cetera, but then to keep from there being a reoccurrence of whatever problem brought them to you in the first place or something along those lines. So how does participation in cardiac rehab reduce future risk of a hospital readmission. How crucial is this in keeping that from happening again?
So there have been studies, one study published by the CDC, that cardiac rehab can reduce a patient's risk of a second cardiac event by 35% by attending cardiac rehab and going through the treatment plan based on their needs to provide that education, the nutrition counseling, the exercise regimen, and making those changes to their lifestyle.
So that's obviously a significant number for people to keep in mind. How about this? Why do you suppose, Joy, it's so valuable to offer these cardiac rehab services locally rather than patients having to travel elsewhere? Because oftentimes, especially if you're still trying to get back to your normal self, quote unquote, traveling a significant distance, that can be a big factor in keeping patients from getting what they need, right?
Yes. So being able to offer this locally reduces that stress for them with the travel, the financial burden, of course, that it places on the patient or the families. And it takes that load off. So that and people want their health care locally. They don't want to have to travel, especially the elderly population.
Yeah, no question, because that, if it's not taken care of for them, can bring on problems like, who's going to drive me? How long is it going to take? And it's just aggravation, obviously, that people don't need. In summary here, what would you say is most rewarding about the great work that you and yours do?
The reward the patient receives and their thankfulness at the end of the program. And we watch them when they arrive at us, like they may can only take a few steps or do one lap. And by the time they're graduating, they could be doing up to, and I'm just throwing general numbers out there, but they could be doing up to 6 laps, exercising on a bike, a treadmill. They've lost weight. They've quit smoking. So we find it very rewarding. And it pushes our passion to care for these patients and help others like them that need our care here at Ward Memorial.
Absolutely, Joy. Your great passion definitely comes through here. Folks, we trust you're now more familiar with Ward Memorial's cardiac rehab. Joy, keep up all your great work, you and your team, and thanks so much again.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
For more information, please do visit warmemorial.com/podcast. If you found this episode helpful, please do share it on your social media. I'm Joey Waller, and thanks so much again for being part of Neighbors Helping Neighbors, the official podcast of Ward Memorial Hospital.